Miss, are you here for the conversion therapy? Good. Welcome into the therapy room. Follow me. There, yes, so you can make yourself comfortable. Maybe loosen those garments. It's my understanding that you've been through the first two phases of the therapy, is that correct? Yes, exactly. The aversion therapy, where you received electric stimuli while looking at women. Yes, and the second part of the reconditioning, where you masturbated while being exposed to more appropriate heterosexual stimulus. Good. And now you're here for the third part of the conversion therapy. What? Oh no, dear. It's nothing as barbaric as that. It's soon the 60s. These are modern times. No, I think you'll find the therapy quite enjoyable. I'd first like you to remove that dress. I can help you. Good. Now that you are slightly more appropriately dressed, or rather undressed, I would like to welcome in our male assistant that is going to help us. Yes, please come in. Welcome. Now, I'd like you to please remove your robe. Yes, wonderful. As you can see here, miss, this is a prime example of the male sex that will help you reform your desires. Yes, you can touch him. Look at his beautiful physique, the broad chest, chiseled bone structure. Some hints of facial hair. And of course, the penis. I can see you're slightly shocked. Is this the first time you've seen one? Yes, it's rather large, but I think you will soon notice it might become bigger. And to help our assistant to gain an erection, which is very important for the next steps of the therapy, I suggest that you start by removing your bra. Yes, take it off slowly. It's very exciting for him, of course. And the stockings, peel them down slowly and sensually. And the other. Yes. And next, if you remove your panties, yeah, pull them down. Exactly. Now, I would like you to start by touching him. Yes. Run your hands over his body. Feel that broad chest and those muscular arms. Yes, and run your hands over his tight buttock. Good, miss. You're doing such progress. Now, I want you to touch his penis. Yes. No, not quite like that. Not really poking it. Let me show you. See? See how I take a firm grip of his shaft? and slowly but sensually caress his balls. Exactly, never forget the balls. And just stroke it slowly until it becomes more and more erect. Okay, now you try. Take a firm hold of the shaft. Wait, I forgot something here. We can add some lube to, Now, I want you to slowly but steadily move your hand up and down from the base up to the top of his penis. Exactly, and back down. Not too fast. You will see that some men can have trouble controlling themselves if the stimulation is too great. Very good, miss. Please stop looking at my bosom, miss. You avert your eyes to the male specimen here. Very good, miss. Now, don't forget to caress his balls. I think you could start stroking him slightly faster now. Yes, and up and down, up, down, up, down. Yes, very good. Do you see how much harder he gets now with that increased stimulation? And now for the next part, I would like you to lower your other hand and touch your clitoris. Yes, it's important that you experience sexual stimulation so that you can relearn to associate these feelings with the appropriate gender. Very good. Very good, miss. You're masturbating at the same time as you're stroking this hard, big cock. Oh, but divert your eyes from my legs, please. Observe these firm calves of our male assistant. I think he likes looking at you stroking your pussy. Yes. And I can see that you have a firm hold of his penis. Maybe you could just hold it a bit tighter. Shall I show you? Yes. Continue stroking it up, down, up, down. Maybe we should stop for a moment here. Yes, remove your hand. I'd like you to observe how a little droplet has formed. This means it's very enjoyable for the male. It's something that you should try to achieve. Now, I think it's time to try something different so that you can further appreciate this part of the male anatomy. No, miss, no intercourse today. That you must save for marriage, yes. However, I would like you to become more intimately acquainted with the male organ. Yes, I would like you to kiss his penis. No, dear. I assure you, it's very clean and it's very enjoyable. You want me to do it? Okay, I will prove to you that this is something that every modern woman needs to know to please her husband. At first, I start by licking underneath the shaft. Then kiss the head. And gently massage the balls. And then, with a lot of saliva gathered in my mouth, I slowly push the head of the penis into my mouth. Avoid the teeth. Always avoid the teeth, miss. Do you see how his face shows the ecstasy he's experiencing from my warm, wet mouth? Would you like to try, miss? Exactly. Lick the shaft slowly all the way up. If you like, you can flick your tongue a bit on the head before you slowly let your lips suck it into your mouth. Good. Now that wasn't as bad as you thought, was it? Well, maybe I can show you some other techniques. Oh, miss. Miss, you should not touch me there, miss. Oh, what? Oh, miss, miss. Oh, yes. Oh, I know I'm wet, but oh, I will not give in to such perverted desires. Oh, miss, no. Oh, miss, please. Seem to have quite been reformed yet from your perverted desires. But I think I have a remedy. Yes, let's continue stimulating our resistance, big hard cock. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised. Just put your hand around it. Yes. And open your mouth. Yes. Pull. Oh, back up and down on the shaft. Faster. Yes. Harder. Faster. Oh, yes, miss. Oh, can you see he's coming? Oh, yes. Taste the cum. Oh, yes. Oh, miss. Oh, it tastes so good, doesn't it? Yes, I feel a bit faint. I think we might have to end this therapy session. But if you feel that your perverted lesbian desires have not been fully cured, then maybe we can meet the same time next week.